Hello, and welcome to Embark, a journey to supporting your child's faith. Embark is a place for parents who are seeking a way to come alongside their child to help them grow in their faith. Whether your child has a different faith than you or the same faith, we're going to give you the skills and resources to have conversations about God and Jesus and what that means to your child. Embark is here as a resource to help parents support their child's faith through conversation and communication. In this second session of five, we'll be focusing on two different aspects that I believe encourage one to grow within their faith. I believe these are so important, in fact, that I would say growth without these two aspects is very unlikely. Within this podcast itself, we're going to be unpacking the importance of community. And then, within the show notes, you'll be able to read about the impact of Scripture on spiritual growth. Healthy community is imperative to spiritual growth. When thinking of examples of community, several stick out to me, but maybe none as prevalent as how Jesus lived his life within community. We see Jesus share his life with 12 disciples. The disciples were comprised of 12 men that gave up their previous lives to follow Jesus and learn from him. They ate meals together, they celebrated together, and they suffered together, all aspects of a healthy community. In regards to your child, being introduced to this type of healthy community will help support them throughout their faith journey. Having role models and people to talk to outside of the family structure helps establish autonomy. If we believe that growth doesn't happen outside of healthy community, then we'll want to take a look at some specifics when choosing a church or youth group for your child to attend. Let's ask ourselves a few really important questions when it comes to getting engaged into a community. Number one, is the teaching in this church biblically based? Biblical teaching is huge in spiritual growth, and time spent in the Word feeds our spirits and helps us stay grounded in the faith. Making sure that what we are hearing is biblically based and not simply opinion is critical when choosing a church. There are plenty of denominations to choose from, and this can be daunting. But my advice is to try a few different ones until you find one that fits your child and what you want for them. Number three, is this a welcoming community? Do they answer your questions and invite you to ask more? Being able to sit down with a lead pastor or youth pastor might be critical in order to get a feel for the church itself. Having someone to support you through this journey is also very important. Having someone to take questions to as they come up within your child's faith journey will help you as a parent provide well-informed answers and opinions. Number four, and one of my personal favorites, is there opportunity to serve? Serving is a sign of a healthy community. Are there opportunities to serve inside the church for your child? And does the church serve within the community? This will not only teach your child valuable skills, but helps connect them with the community they are serving in, and helps support purpose-driven thinking. Healthy community will promote accountability. This type of support is vital within a Christian journey. In Corinthians 12, 25-27, in the ESV translation, it states that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. This is a biblical example of the closeness and support a community can have. Community isn't just a nice thought, it's a biblical principle. I believe that we as humans were made to live within community, that it's in God's original intent for us, to live within community not only with each other, but with God. My last thought on community is that it takes time. Just like so much of this journey, you have to set realistic expectations for your outcomes. It might take a while to find a church that fits your child, and that's not to say that there isn't one out there. And what fits for a time may not always fit. Change is okay. It often comes alongside growth. Remember, Embark is here to serve you. If you have any questions or concerns, please use the contact points found within the show notes to reach out to us at Embark. As always, I am thrilled to be on this journey of discovering your child's faith with you. Let's continue to embark on this journey together.